According to the Centers for Disease Control, students who feel connected to their teachers and peers are more likely to succeed in school and stay out of trouble. To give students a sense of power and stability, a school in Casper is using circles. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson was invited to participate in one. She brings us this audio postcard.
The Woods Learning Center is a squat brick building that looks like your typical school, but there's something unique happening within these walls.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
A group of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders have pushed the tables and desks aside in a classroom and have arranged the chairs in a big circle.
Where do I go?
Wherever you wish.
I find my spot amongst the 20 or so students. They're quiet and still, not your typical middle school crowd. A talking piece is passed around the circle. Whoever has it speaks while everyone else listens. The students leading this morning's circle have asked us to use colors to describe our current mood.
I'd have to choose white because it's more of like a neutral color because I'm kind of stressed out from my main life and then for school, yeah.
If my mood were a color, it would be a rainbow with a cat and a llama holding hands sliding down it.
Probably be like an umber because it's mellow and that's how I'm feeling.
The feelings are all over the place. Stressed, silly, mellow, and grieving for the loss of a family member.
Blue or bright yellow because my great-grandpa just passed away, but he was happy that he lived a long life, so that makes me happy.
After moods, students are invited to share who inspires them and what brings them joy. And then they're asked to consider the difference between how people perceive them and how they perceive themselves. Because what they say is personal, circles are usually confidential, but they've made an exception for my visit. And it doesn't seem to stop anyone from opening up.
I think a lot of people think of me as the girl that's happy mostly all the time and super confident and not afraid to speak out, but every day I'm just like, help, I am so scared, I'm so nervous, I just don't like to let it show.
And for those who can't figure out how they feel, well, that's welcome too.
Can you come back to me, please?
Marcy Mills, who teaches 4th and 5th grade, says circles build a culture of empathy.
And I think it gives them the ability to accept each other a little bit more, to know we're not all the same. We don't all come from the same place. And so if somebody is coming from a rough situation, they might not be as ready to learn coming in the door. And so they're more gracious.
Mills and teacher Jenny Marshall brought circles to their classrooms several years ago. And this year, for the first time, Woods Learning Center, which is grades K through 8, is using the practice school-wide. Marshall, who teaches in the middle school, says circles have shifted her approach to behavior management.
Teachers know there's reasons behind behaviors a lot, but I mean, it's easy to get into kind of the cycle of the day and just, okay, you're misbehaving, just stop, knock it off. You know, like, I'm not going to think about what is making this happen.
Marshall says what she learns about kids during circles helps her to get at the root of why they might be acting out. It gives her a chance to help a kid solve a problem, rather than just doling out a punishment. A 6th grader named Presley says circles make her feel safe.
If people listen to you, you feel validated, and that leads to you feeling happy and secure, like you can trust people.
And research indicates that a sense of security is key to learning. When kids feel insecure, the brain goes into fight or flight mode, and that can override the capacity to process new information. Circles also help kids resolve conflict, like Sam, who's in 6th grade.
It's happened to me a little bit. There are just some people that kind of get on me, and I kind of understand, learn what they're going through circles, and then I can better understand them and work with them.
Teacher Jenny Marshall says in the beginning, those resolutions were harder to come by, but now
they can sit down and take the harm, what's been done, kind of separate it from the person, which is incredible because that's something I, as an adult, still struggle with and see people struggle with. So they're able to talk about the problem and not the person.
She admits that it doesn't work for all kids, and so the school still uses traditional discipline measures like suspension. But most of the kids I talk to would rather solve problems with circles. Presley thinks circles even have the power to change the world.
There would be less people that are quick to judge because they know the story behind the person. And maybe one day it could be like used in American Congress or something, because people can listen to each other and hear those sides of the story that they might not hear with the current techniques now.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.